So radical Islam has taken a hit with the death of Osama bin Laden. Radical America will continue to say it was all George W. Bush and Halliburton and Dick Cheney's fault, the nuts and the conspiracy theorists out there. Obama will take some credit, although he was against everything that happened. George Bush will get no credit. But when it comes right down to it, the war on terror is far from being over. Just because the head honcho is dead and got what he deserved, by the way, a bullet in the brain, more deserving would have been putting him in a building that has an airplane crash into it. People have to be more vigilant than ever now and to protect themselves. Seeing the comments like from Michael Moore saying bin Laden won, and some in the press report saying, can we finally take shampoo on our carry-ons now, are just silly. The war on terror will continue on for, well, the rest of our days, because as long as there are radical Islamists out there and other radicals who want to kill those who don't believe in what they believe in, we have to be more vigilant than ever. There's a special place in hell for Osama bin Laden and those that believe what he believed, and hopefully none of us will ever end up there, because we will fight the right fight. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.